No, the dog is in the other boat, not a different one.
All right, tell me about this happening.
We showed up to Helena after a 61-mile day and were received by Mad Dog, who is works for Quapaw Canoe Company. We stayed in the Outfitters right along the river in the town of Helena, and a contact of ours named Zach met up with us later that night and brought a dog over that had been sticking around his house for a couple of days, a stray dog, and he offered to let us take the dog down to New Orleans, and if nobody wanted to keep the dog post-trip, we could drop her back off in Helena. But we named her Winnie Bogoshish after the first one of the first lakes we paddled through in the beginning of our trip.
Oh, well, listen, how does that, what does that do to your provisions?
We bought some dog food, and she's got her own bowl for water and food, and she is a pretty good dog in the boat. At first, she was a little hesitant, but she's comping around all the way to the bow in the front of the boat and likes to sit in your lap as you paddle.
So was this a big decision to take on a pet for the end of your trip?
Not too hard of a decision. We've been wanting to pick up a dog if we ever came across one since the beginning. And we decided pretty quickly as a group to keep the dog with us for the remaining 2 weeks of the trip.
Okay, just I'm a little dense here, but why did you want to pick up a dog?
We just thought it would be fun to have a dog come along. We figured we'd come across a stray dog at some point. And when the opportunity came across, we decided to take the dog for the adventure.
So what does he or she look like?
She looks part shepherd, pretty young. We're guessing around 2 years old. And she's a small dog and very submissive. She loves to be pet. And it looks like she's had some puppies in the past. And she might have a little bit of chow in her. We're not quite sure.
So you have had some warmer weather. I hear you've been swimming.
Yeah, we went for a dip a couple days ago at a campsite and took a little bath in the river right before eating dinner, which felt really good. It's been pretty hot and humid the last couple of days after we had a bit of a cold spell.
So some people might think dipping in the Mississippi, yuck, but you thought what? I mean, I realized you were hot.
Yeah, it didn't seem super dirty. And we've heard from people that, especially in Helena, Mad Dog from the Quapaw Canoe Company told us that Helena is one of the cleaner spots on the river because it's pretty far from any industrial power plants. And he told us that people will often boil water from the river and eat it or drink it. So we felt fine taking a little bath in the river. It felt really refreshing.
So tell me about Mad Dog.
Mad Dog is a man who lives in Helena, Arkansas, and he works with another river angel, John Ruskey, whom is paddling on the river right now. We're not sure if we'll run into him on the water, but perhaps on the road trip back, we'll meet up with him. But he has lived in Helena for several years and takes or organizes trips out in Voyager canoes up and down the river, similar to Big Muddy Mike, whom we met in St. Louis a couple weeks ago.
So you mentioned that you have paddled across or met up with a couple of paddlers who are doing the entire river as well.
Yeah, yesterday morning we left Vicksburg, Mississippi, and as we headed out of a little canal from the town, we saw two canoes on the shore and four Canadians were about to head out on the river, and they left from Chicago about 60 days ago as well, around the same time we took off. And they paddled on the Illinois River and then into the Mississippi and are going down to New Orleans on their own adventure. And then later that morning, we saw a blue sailboat cruising down the river, and we knew that they were a group called Marsh Barge, and we'd heard about Marsh Barge since the very beginning of our trip. It's a band of people who are going down the river originally in canoes, and then they switched to a sailboat. So we met up with them, and we're excited to see them on the river. We were surprised to have seen them, not have seen them all the way until now. And we're going to meet up with them later tonight in Natchez, Mississippi.
Wow, Natchez. Wow. So what is the mission of Marsh Barge? Is it similar to yours?
They are a band called Yak Bastard, and they went on a big expedition in Asia maybe a year ago and then decided to canoe down the Mississippi River. And somewhere along the way, they switched from canoes to a sailboat. And we've seen them. They'd been tagging along the river with some graffiti. So we had heard about them and looked them up on the internet and ran into them on the river yesterday.
So when you say band, do you mean a band of people, not musicians?
No, musicians.
Oh, yep. They are. Cool. So have you heard them play?
We have not heard them play. And they went from maybe four or five people, and there's only two people still out on the river. So the band, I think, has disbanded.
Where did you spend last night?
Last night we slept on a big sandbar, which we see a lot of on this section of the river. And it was about 45 miles south of Vicksburg. We are around 390 miles from the Gulf.
I kidded you about taking on a dog and perhaps using up some of your food, but you also have been supplemented by some generous hunters.
We met some hunters from a hunting camp called Marigold Hunting Camp, and it's on the Mississippi side of the river. We pulled over to camp at a boat ramp because there was some grass at the top of the boat ramp, and shortly after arriving, two trucks showed up, and it was a father and his 13-year-old son going to the hunting camp, and we asked them to help us fill up our water jugs. And on the way into the hunting camp, we learned about the deer that they hunt, and a 7-year-old recently shot a little hog, and they gave us that hog and some venison steaks. And so we cooked them over a fire that night and felt spoiled eating all this delicious meat.
So it was butchered for you?
Yeah, it was still on the bone. Yeah, it was all butchered, but we cut it off the bone with our little Leatherman Swiss Army knives, and in some big waves. And we put some sticks across the top of our fire and then laid strips of meat on the sticks. And we also made some batter out of flour and spices in a Frisbee and then dipped some more raw meat in that flour batter and fried it up in some oil and butter. And it was so good.
Sounds very good.
Yeah.
So you just said that you hit some waves. Is it windy today, or are you encountering barges, or what's the scene there?
It is not windy at all, but a barge just passed, and it usually stirs up the river. It kind of feels like a big wave pool that you might see at a water park. And so the water becomes swelly, and sometimes the water might splash over the side of the boat, but usually the waves are just big rollers that we cruise right over.
So you mentioned a variety of emotions that you're feeling. I would guess that possibly the weather changing. You talked to being hotter and humid, and I'm sure the river continues to look very different.
Yeah, it's really wide now, and along the riverbank, if it's not a sandbar, it's a fairly steep, muddy bank, and we often see a carpet of bricks. Right now I'm looking at one on my right side. There's all these bricks laid down that were probably put down by the Army Corps of Engineers to help with erosion. And then there's also, we often see piles of rocks along the riverbank to help with the erosion of the muddy banks underneath. And otherwise we see lots of sandbars, and it's pretty wide here. Probably the widest we've seen yet.
Any guess on the width?
I bet it's, in some parts, it's over a mile wide, wouldn't you say? Yeah.
How far do you think you'll get today?
Today will be a shorter day. We're only going around 25 miles to Natchez, and we'll spend some time filming some interviews for the documentary and catching up on our blog,
Natchez is supposed to be just a fabulous town. Have you been there before?
I've never been there, but a bunch of us have heard from various people that we definitely need to stop there. So,
who's on the docket to interview there?
We don't have anyone in mind, but we plan on walking around town and just meeting whoever we come across. One of the reasons why we chose it is not only from recommendations and knowing that there's a lot of history there, but because it's a small town, it will be more manageable for us to camp near and then be able to explore the area.
So you said you're now about 300 miles out. Is that what you said?
Yeah, we're around mile 380 or 85 right now, and New Orleans is around 100 from the Gulf, and so we have around 280 miles until the end of the trip, and we will be arriving next Tuesday.
I'm wondering what you're thinking right now, just in terms of the trip, or do you just thinking of Natchez, or what are your thoughts at this moment?
There's a lot of thoughts running through all of our minds. With the end definitely in sight, it's a little bit bittersweet knowing that the trip is going to be over in 7 short days and that it's going to fly by. Sometimes the time feels like it's going by slowly, and other times it feels like it's going by really fast. And some of us are definitely looking forward to things post-trip, but also thinking about lots of things that we'll miss from this trip. It's been really great to have a set routine and schedule and each day, and to be out on the water every single day is such something that we're really grateful to be able to do. And we know that we'll all be really busy and going different ways after this trip is over. So it's definitely bittersweet knowing that the trip will be over pretty soon.
Taking a breath here, you know, any last reflections of the moment as we, you know, this is the end of our weekly, I mean, technically, because within a week there you'll be.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. I guess I'm a little bit, whoa, we just got a lot of water. It's really swelly here. let's see. It's really interesting to paddle with different people each day. A couple of days ago, we said, oh, we're only 10 days away from arriving, and that means we'll each only get to paddle with each other one more time. And so every morning it's a little bit of a scramble to see who we get to spend the day with in the canoe. And for me, I really treasure that time with a one-on-one, or I guess in this case, in this boat, 2-3 people in a boat. But it's really nice to be able to get everyone's opinion on Ethan thinking about the end of the trip and what they're looking forward to and what they're going to miss. And we all have similar feelings to some extent, but all excited about different things too.
I bet. Martha, this has been great, and we'll catch up later next Monday.
Okay, sounds good, Susan. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.